Thank you very much indeed. Good evening, youth. What is youth? A child may be defined as something between an adult and a television set. In the classic words of the Daily Telegraph, quote, adolescence is the stage between childhood and adultery. Adolescence is the painful stage when you're too old to go on pretending that you're under 14 on the buses and too young to pretend you're over 18 in the pubs. It lasts about a fortnight. It's the time when a boy says, yes, I've been shaving for 3 months and I cut myself both times. Youth is when ardor is easier. To the wealthy middle-aged woman, youth is Italian and rather expensive. To the schoolboy, youth is something that stops him going to the only films he's really interested in. To the scoutmaster, youth is anything in short trousers except himself. Youth will spend hours on the phone but smash all the call boxes. Half the public telephone boxes in Britain don't work because of teenage vandalism. The other half don't work because of the GPO. Youth is thinking that Noel Coward was a Frenchman frightened at Christmas, that Shirley Temple is a building, and that Lady Docker is a Russian shipyard worker. We asked... I hear she is, too. It's amazing. We asked John Cleese what kind of a youth he had been. He said, half good, half bad. Apparently, he used to take old ladies halfway across busy roads. There's no doubt about it. Youth poses all sorts of problems.
So, you're going off with my daughter, eh? You're a member of a pop group. I hear that only last week you were involved with the police. You seem to continually take some sort of pills. You put your feet all over my furniture. You obviously despise absolutely everything that I stand for. You're already living with my daughter, Deirdre, without a word about marriage, and now I hear she's in trouble. I mean, what have you got to offer her?
700 quid a week.
And I admire your spirit.
But that £700 a week highlights the real problem of youth today and why people resent it. In the old days, you used to save up all your life to have a little money to spend in your old age. These bounders nowadays have the money while they're still young enough to enjoy it. And then, of course, there's the problem of juvenile delinquency. That's when boys and girls begin acting like men and women. A teenager arrested last week in Cheam, Surrey, for smashing up his parents' home with an axe, was put on probation because he came from a broken home. It's no longer a punishment to send children to their rooms anymore. They've got a television set, cigars, and a blonde waiting for them. Tallulah Bankhead once visited a friend with a particularly obnoxious teenage son. The mother confessed, we just don't know what to make of him. And Miss Bankhead said, how about a nice rug? Parenthood is a chancy business. Statistics tell us that triplets occur only once in 200,000 times. It makes you wonder how some women find time to do the housework. Though, of course, youth, more than anything else, is the time of life when the class system begins to weave its magic spell.
I was born out of my father's desire to perpetuate his title.
I was born out of my father's desire to perpetuate the family business.
I was born out of my father's desire.
My first words were mater and pater.
My first words were mummy and daddy.
My first words were...
My school educated some of the country's great leaders.
My school was endorsed by Britain's greatest business brains.
Mine was approved too.
I was brought up with a belief in aristocratic privilege.
I was brought up with the urge to better myself.
I was brought up with me granny, me Auntie Mabel, Mrs. Critchett up the tobacconist's, my Uncle Fred's half-sister, and Maisie Froggett. Maisie Froggett was best.
I like C.P. Snow, Antonioni, and the Beatles, of course.
I like James Bond books, John Wayne films, and the Beatles, of course.
I like birds.
I dislike moral decadence, American worship, and Victor Sylvester, of course.
I dislike dinner suits, Friday night is music night, and Victor Sylvester, of course.
I don't like ugly birds.
Three stratas of society, yet each with a high point of recollection from their young lives.
Mine was when I first realized that I was born to a privileged family and that it was up to me to carry on the proud traditions of British aristocracy.
Mine was a romantic night in East Grinstead when, thanks to one Pauline Kershaw, I first discovered the forbidden delights of love, passion, and physical desire.
My... Daddy!
Mr. Ronnie Corbett, who when he was young was so small he could only have one measle at a time. Specialists in plastic and cosmetic surgery, of course, can help women trying to recapture their vanished youth. Last week, a woman with a wrinkled face and crow's feet underwent treatment and was completely transformed. She emerged with wrinkled feet and a crow's face. The moral atmosphere has changed among youth, of course. In the adapted words of Miss Dorothy Parker, if all the teenage girls in swinging London were laid end to end, I wouldn't be at all surprised. Once upon a time... Once upon a time, teenage girls stayed with their parents. Now they all want to move into bachelor flats. Most of the time, they don't even... Ah! 3 marks to you, none to us. Right, we'll move on. Though youth today, as always, still has a great deal of youthful idealism.
We stood in the windy city, the gypsy boy and I. We leaned on the breeze at midnight, with raindrops and tears in our eyes. And who's gonna be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, 'cause I'm gonna try for the sun. We sang and cracked the sky with our laughter, our breath turned to mist in the cold. Our ears put together count to 30, our eyes told the dawn we were old. And who's gonna be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, 'cause I'm gonna try for the sun. Mirror, mirror, hanging in the sky, won't you look down what's happening here below? I stand here singing to the flowers, so very few people really know. Who's gonna be the one to say it was no good what we done? I dare a man to say I'm too young, 'cause I'm gonna try.
Miss Julie Felix, but what's happened to all the people who used to lead the Easter March from Aldermaston to London protesting about nuclear weapons? they're now all members of the Labour government, which, which, as everyone knows, is a government which speaks with one voice. This week, Duncan Sands. Though people are more worried about the influence on youth of violence on television, which is slightly supported by the story of a small boy recently who, when told his grandmother had died, asked, "Who shot her?" Among your peeves on youth was one from Mr. Bernard Thompson of Sevenoaks, who says, "My peeve is that every teenage lout thinks he invented sex in 1967, when of course I invented it in 1934. Edward Taylor, aged 12, of Weymouth, says that his teacher said to a boy in his class, "What's the plural of hippopotamus?" And the boy said, "Who wants more than one?" And B.P. Stovey of Disby in Cheshire can't stand bossy nurses in maternity wards. He says, "The day my wife presented me with twins, I rushed straight from work to the ward. But the nurse stopped me at the door and told me I couldn't come in because I wasn't sterile. And I said, if I was sterile, I wouldn't be here." Next week, your peeves, please, on the whole subject of show business and all parts of show business. On youth, the peeve of many sons, of course, is that however grown up they are, when they come home for the vacation or the holidays, somehow mothers seem not to have noticed.
It is nice to have you home, dear. How long is your holiday?
Till September.
Oh, good. It will be nice having you here all that time.
Yes, well...
And your father and I see so little of you, it will be nice having you all to ourselves for 3 months.
Yes, well, I should be going away for a part of it.
Because your father's got 3 weeks off at the end of August, and I thought how nice it would be for all of us if we all went up to Bridlington to stay with Auntie Jojo.
Yes, well, I'm afraid I don't think I'll be able to manage
because
that.
Because I remember how much you used to like Bridlington.
Because I'm going to Crete.
Your father and I are so looking forward to it.
Mother?
Because it's the only holiday he gets during the year, and I know you wouldn't want to disappoint us. Him.
Mother, I'm afraid that I've decided I'm going to Crete.
And I remember how much you enjoyed Bridlington last year. Your father, it did your father and I so much good because we're not as young as we used to be and we don't see very much of you nowadays. Well, not as much as we'd like to. We're getting old. We don't know how much longer we're going to be here. And so it would be such a treat for all of us.
Mother, don't you remember last year? It was sheer misery for all of us. 2 weeks of sitting in the car on the seafront with the windows up, bickering.
What a wicked thing to say. You said you enjoyed it.
That's a lie.
How dare you speak to your mother like that at her age?
Well, don't lie.
I don't know what's happened to you. You've changed since you've been to university. All you want to do is spend all your time with your friends. Or reading.
Mother?
You blackguard.
Mother?
Anyway, why do you want to go to Crete?
Oh, you did hear. Because Crete is beautiful, has a wonderful climate, and historically is one of the most interesting, fascinating, and important places in the world. Unlike Bridlington.
We all went to the museum.
I'm very sorry, but I'm afraid I've decided to go to Crete.
Well, I don't know what's happened to you. After all we've done...
Oh, I only want to go to Crete. Bloody hell.
Where did we go wrong? Anyway, where is Crete?
What?
Yeah, well, I was thinking, you could go to Crete for a few days and then pop up to join us.
It's in Greece.
Greece?
Yes.
Oh, well, in that case, I forbid it. It's out of the question.
Go on.
Now, look, don't be silly, dear. Look, you come to Bridlington with us, and next year perhaps your father will take you to Crete.
I'm going to Crete.
We'll stop your money.
You don't give me any.
You know your father's got a bad leg. The worry will kill us.
What worry?
You going all that way on your own.
I'm not going on my own. I'm going with Alan Hutchison and Jamie Dugdale.
Jamie Dugdale?
Yes.
Isn't he Lord Craythorne's son?
Yes.
Why didn't you say so?
Mr. John Cleese, whose favourite master at school was nicknamed Old Stinks. He wasn't the chemistry master, just a geography teacher with a problem. Of course, One aspect of youth that causes a great deal of concern is what it wears. Carnaby Street has spawned the new saying, in the spring a young man's fancy, but in the summer he's even fancier. Trouser suits have been banned this year from the Ascot Royal Enclosure. Men are presumably expected to wear skirts. And so many teenagers are wearing old uniforms now that a girl in Carnaby Street stopped a youth wearing jeans and gave him a white feather. Though, thank God, some young people do still have the right idea. We've just heard that a 13-year-old boy who potholed in Yorkshire, climbed Ben Nevis and swam the British Channel has been awarded the Duke of Edinburgh. Though a lot of the righteous wrath of the older man against the younger is really scarcely believable.
This is a particularly unsavory case, and I'd like to go over the details again. Now, you three boys, Preble, Wither, and Dunstable, went into this cafe, the Greasy Spoon, and there did the most obnoxious and offensive things. You, Dunstable, appear to have been the ringleader. It has been said that you smashed plates, broke a chair over the manager's head, and then engaged in a brawl with other customers. There was punching and kicking, and people were hit about the head, and weapons were produced. In fact, wanton and gratuitous violence was rife. As for you two, Preble and Wither, there's too much of this sort of thing, and it's enjoyable. It may be enjoyable to you, but you must stop it, please. You two were concerned in the distasteful affair of the young, lithe waitress. When she informed you there was no daddy's sauce, you apparently... You apparently seized her around the waist and then dragged her into the kitchen, and there, in her own words that I've got written on this piece of paper, they tore my blouse and chased me around the oven. One of them got hold of me, and then the other, when I'd got practically nothing on, she went, I don't think I'd better read any more of that. It might disturb certain people in this court at the present. And then, after that, some sort of orgy seems to have developed with bottles being thrown and young, half-dressed women being molested and violence and groping and hands and bodies and... No! You've had too much of this, and I'm not having it, and that's half the trouble. That is, we haven't. There's many ordinary, decent, law-abiding citizens who could do all this just as well as you, you know. I'm going to be severe. You're going to be beaten and flogged and deported. And if you think you can, and I know you can because you already have, well, this then society must put the boot in. I mean, don't you think? I mean, you just show me a little dolly, mates, and old daddy here will show you all the way home, don't you worry. I find you all extremely guilty. Then I shall defer sentence until I've had a psychiatrist's report.
Mr. Ronnie Barker, youth is ripe for exploitation. Tin Pan Alley serenades them, Carnaby Street solicits them, television commercials jingle at them, paperback books leer at them, and everyone agrees that it's great to be young, but even better to be older and selling to them. Youth, of course, finds its cultural outlets in different ways. The back row of the cinema is reserved for experimental filmgoers. And young people sometimes have money-making ideas as well, like the boy in Willesden who changed his name to Mr. X and then sued the People for defamation of character. But of course, Don't do it, please, or we'll all be in trouble. But, of course, all these criticisms of youth are quite true. Young people are out getting lost in a psychedelic trance while their parents are safely tucked up in bed with 8 whiskies and 3 sleeping pills inside them. They do have sex orgies at times when respectable people are reading the News of the World. They do waste their lives listening to pop groups while their parents are seeing The Sound of Music for the 133rd time. But actually, you can understand the feelings about youth. In the words of one middle-aged man, the only thing I've got against this new morality is that it wasn't going when I was young. Everyone envies the young. Most fathers secretly envy the games their children play. When Dad buys little Trevor an electric train set, everyone knows who's going to play with it. And what's more, it doesn't stop with trains. And that's youth, really. One tip for parents: informed psychiatric opinion states that it does no harm to kiss your children goodnight if you happen to be up when they come home. In general, one can only applaud the example of the father who said, "I want my son to have all the opportunities I never had." So he sent him to Roding. Good night.